we have Obama taking office, and one of the first things he does is issue a series of executive orders limiting harsh interrogation methods, making it a clear, right up front statement of the administration. Now comes Leon Panetta, his CIA designee, who has gotten positive attention from the president by an opinion article he wrote last year, in which he said we absolutely positively cannot engage in torture. And then in his confirmation hearing, he said under the Obama administration, quote, that kind of extraordinary rendition where we send someone for the purpose of torture or for actions by another country that violate our human values, that's been forbidden by the executive order. So he makes that statement, and he is asked in the second day of the hearings by Kit Bond, the ranking Republican senator on the committee, whether he is making a specific allegation that that had happened. He's saying, Senator Bond is saying that if you're saying that definitely happened, that's news to me. And it was clear from the exchange that Panetta was ready for the question, that there had probably been some back-channel conversations, because he was essentially invited to back down from what he said, and he accepted the invitation. He said, no, I don't have any specific evidence. I'm not making a formal allegation, and I would retract that particular statement. His exact words were, on that particular quote, that people were transferred for purposes of torture, I would retract that statement.
But there is the evidence, though. I mean, they were talking about it before.
There certainly is. And the interesting thing is that some of the evidence was collected by none other than the Senate Intelligence Committee itself. We have the case of Ibn al-Sheikh al-Libi, one of the first al-Qaeda operatives captured 2 months after 9/11, who was sent to Egypt under the rendition program. Under what we now believe to have been certainly harsh interrogation, if not torture, beatings, being stuffed into a very small box, and so on and so forth, he told tales about al-Qaeda ties to Iraq, which the CIA, the U.S. intelligence community, later judged were fabrications, which were made essentially to make the torture stop. There's some indication that there were U.S. officials present at some of the questioning in Egypt. There's been a lot written about this in the media. There's been some documented by the Senate Intelligence Committee. It's not clear or proven that he was knowingly sent to Egypt for the express purpose of torture, but it does kind of stretch credulity when you have a high-value al-Qaeda detainee who's handed over to another country. It strikes me as odd for the administration to come in and say and make a big deal out of saying we're not going to do something, and then for the nominee for the key position to say, well, we really don't have any evidence that it happened. You see what I mean? I mean, it's just sort of like, well, why are you making a big deal out of not doing something when you're not even sure it ever happened? So they clearly want to move away from putting pressure, sort of criminal investigative pressure on the CIA. I mean, the president said last night he's really focused on looking forward. He's certainly going to enforce the laws, and if there's criminal wrongdoing, he'll pursue it. But the emphasis is on looking forward. So it seems as though the purpose of what Panetta said was to sort of back away from signaling that CIA officials are going to come under investigation. But he went awfully far in sort of saying that really he has no evidence, when there certainly is lots of circumstantial evidence about this. We have the case of the other famous case I point to was in Italy, where in 2003 a terror suspect named Osama Hassan Nasser was kidnapped in a case that has become a huge controversy in Italy, because the Italian government came across evidence indicating that the CIA was involved in that case. Nasser was sent to Egypt. He alleges that he was tortured. He was held for 4 years there. The Italian government is trying a couple of dozen CIA officers in absentia. There's been a lot of publicity on the case. Again, I'm not saying I've got proof that any specific thing happened, but lots of evidence, lots of indications of a problem of precisely the kind that Panetta is saying, well, gee, I don't have any information on that.